Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 Till. Having a great visit with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. And Kirk, happy anniversary, baby. 8 years this month.
Well, thank you very much. Needless to say, I'm astounded that you put up with me for this long, Jim.
Well, it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it?
Well, you know it is.
Hey, of course. I mean, how could it be anything else? Anyway, thanks for 8 great years. We appreciate it very much. We always enjoy having you on the show, Kirk. I want to talk about. And by the way, folks, we keep up with these kinds of stats here on the show. As you know, we even have Kirk's batting average and his on base percentage and everything. Hey, Kirk, we were talking about Japan in the previous segment, and I wonder if there. And then you went on from there to China. After you left Japan, you went to China.
Right.
And had you been to China before?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you had. Now, what I want you to help us with is I want you to compare. The China and Japan in this way, 20 plus years ago, back in the late 80s, we thought Japan was going to take over the world. Remember that? They bought Rockefeller Center. They bought Pebble Beach, which was sacrilege, you know, and that was just took any most American golfers' breath away when they did that. And so we thought, oh, my God, they're going to take over the world, right? Well, what we found out was that basically the economy was a lot more propped up by the government than we ever knew. Until later, and when things finally collapsed, and so now, as we said earlier, the Japanese economy has basically been in a recession for 20 years. An incredible story. So now comes China, also a lot more primitive capital system than Japan even had. And people are afraid they're going to take over the world. Now, they are a lot bigger, and they do have a lot more. They are a lot more dangerous in many ways than Japan was. But how is there any? Could we compare the advent of China to the advent of Japan back in the 80s?
I think that's a very difficult comparison at the moment. One, China has been such a rapid transformation. From socialism to capitalism, it's fascinating to watch the way in which the transition to capitalism is fracturing Chinese society.
Right,
and the government's continuing efforts to keep control over both the economy and a civil society of 1.3 billion people.
It's interesting to see the stresses and the strains. On the hierarchy of power over there, isn't it?
Well, it is, and because of who my clients are and what I tend to think about in China, I spent a lot of time looking at the emerging market for luxury goods in China, because China is minting new millionaires at roughly the same rate that the United States manufactures steel, which is slow but steady. It's amazing. They recently passed a law in Beijing. I mean, recently, 2-3 weeks ago, that you can no longer advertise Western luxury goods on billboards in Beijing.
Wow!
And the reason is people were getting
irritated. So much for capitalism.
Well, you could still. That's why social media is huge in China now.
Right. Right,
and because the ability to target the rich class, and by the way, there's a very small middle class in China, relatively speaking, but that small middle class is nearly as big as the population of the United
States.
That's
right. Yeah, about 300,000 exactly,
and 300 million. Yeah,
I mean million. Right, of course.
And but the other billion people. You know, several hundred million of them are still earning $2-3 a day
right.
in agricultural work in provinces that you and I never heard of.
Do you think the government, the communist apparatus over there, do you think that they realize that they are now they are holding on to the tail of the tiger, and that all this capitalism that you, as you called it, and which I think there is, it is a form of that going on over there. There is certainly clearly a marketplace emerging over there that we sort of recognize. Do you think that they realize that every day that goes by is one less day that the communist influence is going to be able to prevail over there?
Well,
you can't have entrepreneurship without liberty.
If you can. I mean, that's always been a basic American belief and a Western belief, that you can't have, that capitalism and democracy are somehow inextricably
I didn't say democracy. I said liberty.
Well, they have a certain degree of economic liberty that they've never had before. The ability to start businesses, the ability to innovate, and the ability to get rich.
Yeah.
Are new liberties, if you will, that mm-hmm. the Chinese have. I think that, you know, this is a really interesting experiment in communist-controlled capitalism. And clearly the government is aware of, as you say, the tiger that mm-hmm. they have, whether they're holding it by the tail or they're riding it at the moment, is, I think, unclear. But I'll tell you one thing. It's very interesting the way they're doing it, and one way they're doing it is they have completely shifted their recruitment drives for the Communist Party from the rural proletariat, mm-hmm. who were the core of the party during the Mao days.
Right, right.
They now recruit all of the people who were the outcasts,
right.
The entrepreneurs,
Interesting.
The business people, professors.
I don't know how long it's going to take. Got to wrap it up here on this segment. I don't know how long it's going to take, but liberty will prevail. Democracy may not be the answer over there, but liberty will prevail. Quick break, in my opinion. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.